ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टेक्स्ट नंबर 46। यवनः अयम् निरुन्धे अस्मान् अद्य तावन् महाबलः माघधो अपि अद्य वा श्वो वा पराश्वो वा गमिष्यति। यवनोऽयं निरुन्धेऽस्मान् अद्य तावन् महाबलः माघधोऽपि अद्य वा श्वस्व वा पराश्वो वा गमिष्यति। यवनोऽयं निरुन्धेऽस्मान् अद्य तावन् महाबलः माघधोऽपि अद्य पार्श्वो वा परश्वो वा गमिष्यति। यवनोऽयं निरुन्धेऽस्मा अद्य तावन् महाबलः माघधोऽपि अद्य वाश्वो वा परश्वो वा गमिष्यति। माघधोऽपि अद्य वाश्वो वा परश्वो वा गमिष्यति। माताजीस अद्य थावन महाबलः वा कमिष्यति। यवनः फॉरेन बार्बेरियन अयम् दिस निरुन्धे इज अपोजिंग अस्मान् अस् अद्य टुडे तावत् एज मच महाबलः ग्रेट पावरफुल मागधः जरासन्ध अपि also adya today va or shvah tomorrow va or parashvah the day after tomorrow va or agamishyati will come. Translation by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: this Yavana is besieging us already, and the mighty king of Magad will soon arrive here. If not today, then tomorrow or the next day. Basically, this is conversation Krishna and Balaram. So this is Krishna telling Sri Balaramji. That's what we read the last verses. So now, there's no purport to this. We'll read till text 53. So Krishna is telling to Balaramji, if powerful Jarasam comes while we two are busy fighting Kalyavan, Jarasam may kill our relatives or else take them away to his capital. And then Krishna says, therefore we will immediately construct a fortress that no human force can penetrate. Let us settle our family members there and then kill the barbarian king. After discussing the matter with Balaramji, the Supreme Personality of Godhead had a fortress 12 yojanas in circumference built within the sea. Inside that fort, he had a city built containing all kinds of wonderful things. And now text 50 to 53 describes the beautiful city of Sri Dwarka. So all the constructions and the town planning people can hear attentively the beauty of the Dwarka. So in that construction of that city could be seen the full scientific knowledge and architectural skills of Vishwakarma. There were wide avenues, commercial roads, courtyards laid out on ample plots of land. There were splendid parks and also gardens stocked with trees and creepers from the heavenly planets. The gateway towers were topped with golden turrets touching the sky, and their upper levels were fashioned of crystal quartz. The gold-covered houses were adorned in front with golden pots and atop with jeweled roofs, and their floors were inlaid with precious emeralds. Beside the houses stood treasury buildings, warehouses, and stables for fine horses, all built of silver and brass. Each residence had a watchtower and also a temple for its household deity. Filled with citizens of all four social orders, the city was especially beautified by the palaces of Sri Krishna, the Lord of the Yadus. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami explains that the state highways, that is the Rathayaha, were in front and the secondary roads, the Vithayaha, were behind. And between them were the courtyards, the Chatvarani. And within these courtyards were surrounding walls, and within the walls stood golden residences, atop which shone crystal watchtowers crowned with golden pots. Thus the buildings were multi-storied. The word vastu indicates that the houses and buildings were constructed on ample plots of land, with plenty of room for green areas. Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padhan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Dangayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dhinathārine. Hare Krishna. So seeking the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas before I can speak on this subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, with no qualification, just for our own purification. Of course, honestly, I feel like a tiny soldier in front of a mighty army sitting or fighting, unqualified to speak. But for our own purification, some words, the glorification of their lordships. So we are reading this beautiful chapter of the Krishna's establishing Dwarka. The beautiful appearance of Dwarka is happening today in this chapter. That is the almost the last few verses where Dwarka is being appeared in this world. So here Krishna, as we were reading the previous verses, is having a dialogue with Sri Balaramji because Kalyavan has come to attack. And they were, now as Krishna is telling us, now Kalyavan is here. Definitely, Magadraj Jarasandha must definitely be coming. It's already some time when he has been killed 17 times, but still he's ready. We are sure he's going to come back soon. So we have to move the citizens for their safety somewhere. So I was thinking, of course, as Akinchan Krishnaprabhu beautifully described, various lessons which we can learn from this beautiful episode. And many devotees have spoken so wonderfully on this. So I thought I will share whatever little lessons are there in these few verses which we read. So we'll go verse by verse. Like in the first verse, of course, the Krishna is telling that the Yavan king has come. Of course, the Yavana, as is described by Prabhupada, is one who is against the Vedic principles. So that's basically a Yavana, one who doesn't have faith in the Vedic principles. So he has come here, and of course, Krishna very respectfully called him Mahabalaha. He had been defeated by Krishna 17 times. Someone whom you had defeated so many times, but when Krishna is addressing him, he is saying Mahabalaha. And we know he was very, very powerful. But of course, in front of Krishna, all that power is like a meaningless. It's like the power of a glowworm in the presence of sun. It cannot be compared. Of course, in the material world, we see he was so powerful. More than the strength of the 10,000 elephants. Like now we have horsepower, it was elephant power that time. That was the power. He was so determined to come and fight. Great confidence, 17 times defeated, shamelessly defeated, but he never gave up, always ready to come and fight again. That was his self-confidence or never give up policy. And those who do self-help courses, they should actually take up this example of Jarasandha and illuminate on it. Because such powerful example of self-help, humiliated so many times, defeated by the Lord so many times, but he never gave up. He was always ready, yes, next time. That is the confidence level he had. We have to have that confidence in Krishna Bhakti. So many obstacles will come. That is our plan. But herein, he never gave up. Never gave up. That's how we should be there. Actually, that's what we have to learn from Jarasandha also. That so many obstacles were there coming. He was being defeated, but again he was coming up. We can learn from him. Same thing in the material world also. We are trying to serve Krishna, go on the path of devotional service, but so many obstacles keep coming, so many illusions or allurements of the material world which keep coming, which are captivating us again and again. So we again get felled prey to it, and then we again, it was a worthless effort. And then again, we fell prey to it. It's like a beautiful cake, Mayadevi's beautiful decoration, like we have a wonderful cake, very wonderfully made by Gaurgadadarpu or Rasi Gaurgadarpu. They decorate it very wonderful. It looks so beautiful, very wonderful, succulent. Everyone, we want to just taste it. That's how the material world illusion is so powerful. And when you bite it from one side, you pick it up. Unfortunately, instead of sugar, they put that nimbuful, I don't know what they call, citrus seeds or that. And so sour. But you eat it from one side, oh, then you say, oh, what is that? Bitten up by material nature. But then the cake is so attractive and so beautiful. Maybe the other side will be good. I tried enjoying like this. Didn't work. Maybe if I get this, I'll be happy. So that's how this powerful Maya is eluding us again and again. And we are looking for our own shelters, our own strengths in this material world. But what is our strength in front of the Lord's power? So when we take shelter of the Lord's power or Lord's mercy, then we can actually exhibit strength much, much, much beyond our own strengths. We see in the life of Sri Prahlad Maharaj, small child, what was his strength in front of Hiranyakashipu? Absolutely no strength. But he depended on the Lord's mercy and Lord's strength. Therefore, he could deal with the whole situation. As we know, that wonderful quote which was sent, I don't know, by someone in the WhatsApp forum, that if Krishna sometimes pushes you or brings you in front of the cliff, there are two things that may happen. Either he'll teach you how to fly, or he'll catch you when you fall down, or when you are... So Krishna is an exciting God. He loves to give some excitement in devotee's life. He's very, very spontaneous. For Jarasandha, he made him come 17 times. He could have killed him. Like, he was making him more and more, wow, bring more soldiers, engaging him also in wonderful service. So that's Krishna's plans. He likes to take the devotees to the edge, until the time one is fully ready. Now I am ready, fully ready. Then Krishna actually lifts. But that faith we have to go on till then. That is our, like, that faith which we have to build. That Krishna loves us and he will take care. That is faith. And then here Krishna is telling that the mighty king of Magad will soon come, either adya, today, or parso, parashvaha, or he'll come parso, or he'll come tomorrow. So Krishna is saying he's going to come soon. So similarly, he's going to come. That material miseries or problems or challenges are going to come, either today or tomorrow or day after. Some of us may be peaceful at the moment, but then it's just a matter of time. Either today or tomorrow or day after, Magad Raj is going to come in our lives. And how we deal is what will depend how we progress. So basically it's just all these things the Bhagavatam speaks to just bring us a healthy fear of Maya. We should be fearful that it's not easy to overcome. Sometimes that when everything is going on smoothly, that fear or that confidence or that fear of Maya may go. But as one of the Prabhupada's, Srila Prabhupada's godbrother would tell him that, I see many of your disciples are not sufficiently, or Prabhupada I think said, you are not sufficiently afraid of Maya. So that's powerful. And herein also then, the next verse, Krishna is revealing his heart. He is discussing with Balaramji what to do, how to deal with this situation. And this is Krishna's concern for his devotees in Mathura at that time. Krishna is saying, if Jarasandha comes now while we are dealing with Kalyavan, then he may probably attack our people in Mathura and he may take them away to his own kingdom. So that is Krishna's concern always, how to serve, how to protect, how to guide his devotees. That is his concern all the time. We see this beautifully coming up in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, one of the pastimes, where Mahaprabhu would always glorify devotees when they would be coming to see him in Jagannath Puri and when they would be going. So one time when he was glorifying Vasudeva Datta, so he was glorifying as if, Kaviraj Goswami describes, as if he had hundreds of mouths. But then Vasudeva Datta offers his prayer, my dear Lord, I have just one request, that you have come, appeared in this world to deliver the whole world, and you can do whatever you like, you are the most merciful Lord. He's glorifying the Lord and he's saying that I have a request, I have a plea, my dear Lord, that I cannot see the suffering of the people of this world. That is the heart of a Vaishnava. He said, My dear Lord, may the reactions of sinful reactions of all the living entities come upon me and let me suffer for those reactions for the rest of eternity in the hellish planets, and let them deliver all, each one of them. That was the Vasudev, that's hard. And when the Lord heard, he began to cry, shedding tears. And then Kaviraj Goswami says that Bhritya Vancha Purti Vinu Nahi Anya Kritya. That this is the job of the Lord. Bhritya Vancha Purti Vinu Nahi Anya Kritya. That the Lord has no other business other than to fulfill the desires of his devotees. That's the only purpose he has. That's the only thing he has to do in the world or in the universe or in the whole, wherever, creation. That's the Lord's job. So then the Lord, of course, the Lord tells him, Vasudev Datta, he said, your humility is breaking my heart. But then the Lord tells him that what difference does it make for Lord Krishna to deliver the whole universe? There are unlimited numbers of universes, like thousands and billions and quadrillions and so many universes. If one universe, all the people are delivered, what difficulty it is for Lord? Why will he put sinful reactions on you? So the point here is that the Lord is ready to fulfill the desires of his devotees at all time. That's his only job or purpose. See, herein the Lord is also thinking, how should I serve? How should I protect these Mathuravasi, my devotees? Of course, the Lord fulfills many plans through his acts. That is always, whenever he does, we cannot understand what the Lord's plans are or desires are through one act, how he is dealing. So right now here he is thinking about the Mathuravasis. He is thinking how to kill Kalyavan, as we were hearing the other day, that Kalyavan cannot be directly killed by the Lord because of blessings of Lord Shiva. Lord would not want to disturb that. So the Lord was thinking about Kalyavan. The Lord was remembering, oh, Muchukund is also there, lying in the caves. I have to deal with him. And then Rukmini Devi's thing is also going to come soon. And then Dwarka has to appear. The beautiful Dwarka Devi has to appear. And at the same time, Lord was telling them, the Magads bring the soldiers. The Bhumi Devi is burdened. So Lord was thinking about Bhumi Devi also, that I have to remove the burden from this. So that's what the Lord, that's what the Lord's consciousness is, how to serve the devotees, how to serve all living beings. That is Lord's heart. That is what the Bhagavatam speaks, is what the Lord's heart is. The Chaitanya Charitamrita speaks, is what the Lord's heart is. It gives us an entrance into intimate feelings of the Lord. That is what Srimad Bhagavatam is. The Lord is thinking about each one of us. No one can say, sometimes we think, hey, is anyone think about me? What am I going through, or what is happening to me in my life? Does anyone know? But here the Lord is thinking about everyone, all living entities. That faith we should have to develop, that the Lord is thinking about me. He knows what is happening in my life. He is thinking, he is more eager to have us back to the spiritual world than how much eager we are. As we know that famous story of Akbar Birbal. One time Birbal told, my dear Akbar, you are greater than Allah. Radha Vallabhu was sharing this story. Greater than Allah? So he was, how can you say that? This is an insult to Allah. He said, no, my dear Akbar king, you can do something which even the Allah or the Lord cannot do. So he said, what is that? What I can do with the God? That God cannot throw anyone out of his kingdom. In one sense, other sense, the God cannot hate anyone. That's not there in his nature. That's not his swabhava. That's not his nature. Or that's not his make. He loves all living entities unlimitedly. That is the Lord's heart and desire. So that's why he is thinking about the whole thing. And then in the next verse, the Lord is finalizing his plans, how to deal with the whole situation, by making a fortress and within that a beautiful city of Dwarka. And then the beautiful description of Dwarka with all, as we read, the beautiful gold and all those things which were there. That was the most well-planned city. Most of the town planners are there. They have like hundreds of years of experience, and to plan a city or a town, it's not easy. A huge team of town planners is there, and so many people working under them to just make a small plan of a town or a city or something. But here in Krishna, within an instance, he desires and Dwarka is manifest. That is the power of Krishna. That is the glory of the Supreme Lord. He desires and things manifest. Even before he desires, things happen. for us, we have to have the knowledge, we have to work hard to get anything going, even a small house in Bombay to buy. So costly. Those who are in Bombay, they will know it's not an easy thing. You have to work hard, day, night, for years to pay the EMIs or whatever it is, to just stay in a 1 BHK or even a chawl or small house in Bombay. But the Lord desires cities there. That is Krishna. Most well-planned city, and the house's description, with all decorated with gold and diamonds and even the stables for the fine horses were made of silver and brass. I don't think so. Even the costliest house in the world, which as we know is probably near to a temple, the costliest house, maybe even the horse's stable will not come near that. That will be more opulent and more costly than the horse stables, than the most costly house. Probably, mostly, definitely it will be like that. So that was the wealth of Sri Dwarka. When the Lord comes, definitely, as we'll see in the next few verses, all the demigods brings the best of gifts they had, they just showered to Krishna. When the Lord himself comes, if some person of this world can make a magnanimous house, which the whole world talks about, having their like 90 stories and some 116 car parks and swimming pools and personal spas for everyone and 600 servants or something like that. So huge people talk about that. But to speak of Dwarka, even a small house, probably the maid servant's house or even the stables for the horses, which much more expensive, much more beautiful, I'm sure, than this house, the costliest house, what we can offer or see in Bombay. So that is Krishna's like a flash of a power. It's just his desire or just his thought. He doesn't have to do even effort for that. So that is what Sri Dwarka is, as we were hearing, as we are reading here, the power and the beauty of Sri Krishna and his Dwarka Dham. And all these opulences we see is in Sri Brajbhumi. One grain of Brajbhumi, the dust of Sri Vrindavana, Sri Navadvip, is much more valuable than all the wealth of all the Dwarka, Mathura and everything else. So that is Sri Vrindavan Dham, where Krishna is playing like a small, simple child. So that is, of course, this is very beautiful. Dwarka, Krishna performs his wonderful leelas here. And today, it happened to be the appearance of Sri Dwarka in this beautiful chapter. And now, we'll see a very beautiful pastime from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we'll see how it parallels this here in how one Kalyavan attacked and Dwarka appeared. And we see in Mahaprabhu's Leela, another Kalyavan will attack, other Yavana attacks, and how beautiful the highest jewel, the costliest or the most precious of all the jewels mentioned, the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very beautiful pastime where this is described. Of course, Mahaprabhu was there in Sri Navadvip Dham. He was chanting the whole day. All the day he would be lovingly chanting with his devotees. And everyone was so happy. All the devotees of Sri Navadvip were so happy after Lord came from Gaya and exhibited his pastimes of devotional service. So everyone was chanting the whole day. And of course, one time then Mahaprabhu said, "Why are we wasting the nights? Let us have kirtans in the night also." So then they started having kirtans in the night. For us, the only experience of night is whatever, day and night cricket matches. That's all we know. But this was kirtans throughout the night. It's difficult for us. One night we don't sleep. And so that was the ecstasy which the devotees were having there. And the materialists, those who were there, many people were there who were unable to absolutely understand. They were thinking, what is this happening? They're doing kirtan day and in the night. And some of the materialists were saying, actually, we will tie these devotees and they are making so loud, we will tie their hands and legs and put them in Ganga and drown them. Of course, that also is glorious, just drowning in Ganga. But that was the atheist also. Their killing style was also so beautiful, drowning in Ganga. Wow. That was the atheist's mentality was also, that at least leave the body by drowning. That was the culture that time. So even they were there. But the ordinary people, they were saying, this Nimai Pandit, he will ruin the whole village. We have to do something soon about this. But there were many ordinary people, those who were thinking, they were lamenting and they were requesting. So many requests were going to Srivas Thakur. Every day many people would come, "Please allow me an entrance." Probably he'll have to start an email ID or nightkirtan@gmail.com. Anyone who wants to put a request, so can send a request. But he could deal with all those requests which were coming. for participating in those kirtans. Material world becomes difficult to deal with so many, sometimes many requests also. So here in Srivas Thakur, so one time, one of the brahmacharis, he was thinking, I'm very austere, saintly, faultless, Kaviraj Goswami, Vrindavan Das Thakur describes. He was such a wonderful personality. He approached Srivas Thakur again and again and again. And so finally Srivas Thakur said, okay, he is a saintly person, brahmachari, only taking milk. Of course, Chaturmas, so probably he was taking only milk and fruit. So maybe, I don't know, this month, but how will he do? But anyway, so kirtan was happening. No milk this month. So the kirtan was happening. So Srivas Thakur says, you can't come in front of the Lord. The Lord has not allowed. At least you can somewhere hide behind some sofa or whatever the furniture was there. You can just hide behind that and see the beautiful dancing. And all of them were chanting Krishna, Mukunda, Murari, Vannamali, the different names of Lord was chanting, and Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit, all of them were dancing in great ecstasy. But then, Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhar Pandit were like twirling, and Advaitacharya was running through the whole compound of Srivas Angun. Who can imagine the Lord of Vaikuntha personally coming and dancing in the house of Srivas Thakur? We can't imagine how beautiful that dancing of Lord will be. So the Lord, but suddenly stopped the kirtan, that something is wrong today, I'm not experiencing any ecstasy. He asks all the devotees, is there someone who is not supposed to be here? Of course, Srivas Thakur says, my dear Lord, there is no atheist in this room. But then he says, finally, there is no atheist, but there is one nice, humble brahmachari who is very saintly. He drinks only milk and only takes fruits, and he had requested, so he is hiding there. So Mahaprabhu became really angry and he shouts, take him out! What qualification does he has to see me? What does he think that just by drinking milk and eating fruits, he can attain devotion to me? How he thinks that this is what it means to love Krishna? Mahaprabhu cries out, even if a chandala surrenders to me, he owns me, I become his. Even if a sannyasi does not surrender, I am not his. So in this way, the Lord chastised him heavily. He was chastising him. What austerities, Mahaprabhu is saying, did the monkeys did, or what austerities did the Gajendra did? What austerities did the asuras do? They do all these austerities, but they cannot capture me. It is only through devotion. And today I will show you all how I smash him. And in this way, Lord chastises him. And then he is in a very fearful and, but at the same time, he was very, very grateful. He said, I had the fortune, at least he's thinking within his mind, at least I had the fortune of seeing Mahaprabhu dancing today, and Nityananda, Advaita, Haridas, and the beautiful kirtan, even for a few minutes, my life is success. And he was appreciating the punishments. It's not easy to appreciate the punishment when it comes. So Vrindavan Das Thakur explained that only a servant who is genuine in that mood of a servant can actually appreciate the punishments coming. So then the Lord Mahaprabhu, understanding his desires, he called him back, placed his lotus feet on the head of that brahmachari and told him, do not be proud and understand that devotional service is the highest. And then brahmachari began to cry loudly in great ecstasy, and all of the devotees began to take his dust. So in this way, the whole thing was happening. Then the ordinary people were blaming the atheists. Because of these people, we are also unable to go inside and see the kirtan. So all those were thinking what to do, how should we do. And one of them said, wait till Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, Nimai Pandit will definitely come out and deliver the whole world. And we will be able to see his dancing right in the streets of Navadvip. All of them actually would go in the, every day in the morning to the house of Mahaprabhu and Sachi Mata, and they would offer different gifts. Sometimes they would offer bananas, some ghee, some yogurt, some flowers, sometimes the pure milk from Patmira, because every milk was Patmira. The cows were taken so well there. So was Ahimsa milk, and they would offer to, probably the brahmachari was also drinking Ahimsa milk. So like that, Mahaprabhu would receive all of them every day. And then one time Mahaprabhu said that all of you will attain devotion. You go home, their desire to see Mahaprabhu dancing was increasing so much. And finally the Lord said that go home and speak the names of Krishna and qualities and glorifying Krishna all the time. Krishna Naam Maha Mantra Shunoho Harishe. Hear Hare Krishna and be happy. Like we say, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, Mahaprabhu said, hear Hare Krishna and be happy. As Sudama Prabhu always says, when we chant, we should hear. He has that symbol. When you hear, you should, when you speak, you should hear. So that's what Mahaprabhu is saying. Krishna Naam Mahamantra Shunaho Harishe. That chant Hare Krishna, no, hear Hare Krishna and be happy. That was the Mahamantra, or that's the mantra. That. And then he told them that you should chant a prescribed number of rounds. And then he said that you should go home, clap your hands and chant. Let's chant together. Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. So in this way the Lord asks everyone to chant Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya. Go out every evening, so probably the first evening program started. You go house, collect and chant. Of course, before that also kathas were happening, but this was Mahaprabhu inaugurating an evening satsang and a kirtan program. Go out, chant your rounds, and then in the evening clap your hands and then do kirtan. And then everyone went home so happy and satisfied. They started chanting their rounds and then started the evening satsang programs. The family will come, couple of families will come together, 3-4 families. And that grew on, grew on, grew on. Later on some people realized, wow, we have those instruments which we would use for Durga Puja. Let us use them, the kartals and the vampers and the mridangas. So that's how they started using that also. So then that kirtan became more loud and ecstatic. And one time when Sridhar was walking and he was hearing, he was in great ecstasy. Wow, the holy name is being chanted all over the place. Everyone is chanting. What is happening in the streets of Navadvip? He was like rolling in the dust and crying and shedding tears when the atheist saw, Arey, Kela wala bhi bhakt ban gaya, kya ho gaya? The Kola Vech has become a devotee. Kola Vech even has acting like this. What is happening? They were saying, hey, he doesn't have any clothes, no rice, and still he's in ecstasy. What is happening? Probably they are playing these dholaks and mridangs and kartal and doing Durga Puja at a wrong time because they are lack of funds. I remember we were going one place from farm to another farm. We were going on the way. People were stopping us, all the cars, and asking for like Ganesh Chaturthi. You were forced to give some donation. So something like that the atheists were thinking. Probably they are stopping and asking money for Durga Puja at a wrong time and give us donation so that we can... He's a Kelavesh, he doesn't have money. So they were thinking like that. And one other day the Qazi was walking himself. When he heard, he said, what is this happening? How can they do this kirtan? This is banned. That time he was the ruler there. Then he started walking and he saw the devotees. He started beating. He took up the mridanga and broke it. And he was like chastising the devotees. And he issued an arrest warrant. Anyone who found, today I leave you. This is the first time. No warning. So anyone found later will be taken to prison and his caste will be taken away. That time it was so simple, just throw some water from some well, contaminated well or something, and the caste is changed and people banish you. So people were afraid, oh, what is this? How to deal with the whole situation? Our caste may get lost. So then the devotees decided, they finally went to the Lord, they were discussing among themselves. So then they approached the Lord, my dear Lord, this is what is happening, what should we do? How do we deal with it? And the Lord actually began to roar loudly. He started to loudly roar, hearing the attacks of this Yavana. As here we were reading how Kali Yavan was attacking and Krishna was thinking, herein Mahaprabhu's plan to deal with this Yavana. Mahaprabhu cried out really very, very loudly that all the devotees closed their ears because it was so loud and such tumultuous. Probably no earplugs were there. So they were doing like that. So then Mahaprabhu was crying out really loudly and shoutly that, let me see who can stop this kirtan today. I will personally come and dance on the streets of Navadvip, and especially I would go in the front of his house and dance and chant, and every one of you dance in front of his house, and let's see the king or the qazi or who can come and stop our kirtan. So as Mahaprabhu's loud roar that nobody can stop the Harinam Sankirtan movement. I will personally come and right dancing in front of the house of Qazi, I will show the Qazi what it means to stop the Kirtan of the Holy Name. So that is Mahaprabhu's protection for each one of us, those, especially those who are going out and preaching the Holy Names. Mahaprabhu is personally there to protect his devotees. And all the devotees, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu, go to house of each and every people in Navadvip and tell them, today I am going to come and dance on the streets of Navadvip. All of them make those torches, the mashals, and come out, and we'll have a nice kirtan after lunch prasad. So the Lord was considerate, because it's going to be a long kirtan, so after lunch, the Lord said. Of course, when the devotees heard, the news spread like wildfire, probably the WhatsApp or whatever, the Facebook, Mahaprabhu dancing today in the evening, Mahaprabhu coming, dancing. So all the news spread everywhere so fast, from door to door. Everyone was so enthusiastic. Nobody thought about their lunch. They started making those torches or mashals, the biggest they could make. They were thinking, let's make the biggest torch and be there right in the kirtan. So even the small kids, they were making their own mashal. The elder people, the older generations, all of them were making their own torches. And they immediately came to the house of Mahaprabhu. Of course, Mahaprabhu had told come after prasad, but they were so eager for the kirtan that they were right there. Of course, sometimes for us, in between the kirtan also, we have to go and take prasad. But here, all the devotees were so eager for this that they came right in front of Mahaprabhu's home, right there, chanting the names of Krishna and Hari and Lord Chaitanya. So that they were carrying all those beautiful long mashals and carrying the large pots of oil. And then finally Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out, and then he saw the devotees, he received the devotees with great welcome and applied chandan. And then Mahaprabhu actually came and formed three parties. First he told Advaita Acharya, you should lead the party, you should dance in the front surrounded by a kirtan party. Besides them will be, behind him will be Haridas Thakur will be dancing, and besides him will be Srivas Thakur, your party, and do perform Harinam Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya, when he saw Nityananda Prabhu, I will be there with you all the time. Wherever you go, I will follow. Of course, Nityananda Prabhu in great ecstasy, he was saying, so all the devotees were there. Gadadhar Pandit, Vrakreshwar Pandit, Murari Gupta, Srivas, Gopinath, Jagadish Pandit, Gangadas Pandit, Ramaya Pandit, Govindananda, Sri Chandrasekhar Acharya, Vasudev Datta, Sri Ratnagarbha Acharya, Mukunda, Sridhar, Govinda, Jagadananda, of course, Vrindavan Das Thakur Des. How many names I can describe this? Unlimited names. All of them came. Sango Parshad, Sango Panga Astra Parshad. That is the first Harinam Sankirtan with all the devotees come together. Of course, the first time when the Lord sang was with his friends when he came from Gaya, the small children whom he was teaching, he was chanting in the streets. But this was the first time when he is coming and publicly dancing on the roads of Sri Navadvip. So everyone came, all were chanting and dancing, and so many torchlights were there when it happened, the evening happened. So many torchlights were lighted that there was confusion. Is it sun has risen, or is it moonlight, or is the stars are shouting? And powerful kirtans were happening. Like, nobody knew how many kartals and mridangas and vampers were there, and everyone was surrounded by ocean of ecstasy. It was overflowing in everyone's heart. And Mahaprabhu's beauty, which everyone wanted to see, was like the millions of cupids, more beautiful than the millions of cupid. For us, even one arrow from one small cupid or small thing of this world can captivate. But here Mahaprabhu was exhibiting his most beauty to the highest, where all the people, those who were desiring, were able to see his beautiful effulgent golden form decorated with sandalwood paste, beautiful flowers on the curly hair. His beautiful moon-like face was radiating beauty and devotion, and his beautiful raised arms, and he was garlanded to the knees, which was flowing to and fro with his dancing. His whole body was wet because of the tears. It appeared as if like a golden kadamba flower because of all the eruptions on his skin. All the limbs were so enchanting, beautiful rose or like the pearls or the teeth. His eyebrows were like the lotus petals. His shoulders were defeating the gait of the king of the elephants. Like that, he was the beautiful Tulsi Maharani on his lotus feet, and with his rose nose and lion-like neck, he was dancing, and all the people in the huge crowd were able to see. That was the beautiful crowd care arrangement. And Nandavandas Thakur explains how many people were there, that if you drop even a mustard seed, it won't fall down. So that much crowd, it's possible to accommodate that much crowd, and still everyone relish the dancing of Lord Chaitanya. So we have to learn that art, the crowd care, how to actually do it. Sometimes it becomes so difficult to manage the crowd in a small place. But herein, everyone was able to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and there's such huge crowd that even a grain of mustard will not fall. And there was such powerful kirtans were happening, and Even the demigods, when the sound was so tumultuous that it reached Brahmalok, Lord Shivalok, and they were hearing that powerful kirtan which was happening, and some of the demigods actually came to see what is happening, and when they heard and saw the beautiful Gauranga form, they fainted actually. And then they got up and took human forms and joined in with the devotees. So they also, so more crowd came, so more people were coming in. It was not just static, more and more demigods, those who came to know, they also took human forms and they were there. And then what was the decorations of Sri Navadvip Dham? Every house, there were decorations for that. Banana trunks and the clay pots were there with coconuts, the mango twigs, the banana leaves, the ghee lamps, the on the plates there were yogurts and the durva grass and the rice paddy. So all wonderful organic decorations were made. So no plastic mentioned there. So all, but nobody knew who did it. That's surprising. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, nobody knew who did this, all those decorations. Who did all those decorations? Nobody, everyone thought the other person has done it, or the other neighbor must have done it, or this person, but nobody knew who did it. Unfortunately, in the material perverted reflection, we clean our house and throw other garbage on the other people, and we know it's the neighbor. But herein, everyone decorated each other's homes outside for receiving Mahaprabhu. Of course, therein, Vrindavan Das Thakur quotes this verse which we read about description of Sri Dwarka. He describes that if when the Lord comes, when the Lord desires, the whole Dwarka can manifest in a second. Why not Lakshmi Devi will manifest such beauty in Sri Navadvip when the Lord is personally going to dance? So, and that was how he explains. If Dwarka can come, he's quoting the same verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. So all these huge, sweet dancing was happening, and all of the devotees started singing. And now Sakuna also explains, actually those who were never sang, they also started singing. The first timers also started singing. So there is hope for everyone. Those who know to sing or those who don't know to sing. So all started singing there in that beautiful kirtan. Millions of groups were formed. It's difficult to follow one group. So the millions of small circles were there. People were dancing. And some of them were also dancing individually on their own. Like some devotees like to dance on their side, go and dance. So some were doing like that. So they were dancing and all, and playing kartals and mridangas, and everyone had raised their arms. And Vrindavan Das Thakur raises that. How is that possible? All of them had mashals and oils in their hand. How were they were raising their hands? Oil will spill or mashal would fall, or when they dance, or how they were dealing with the whole thing. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur beautifully explains that all of them manifested four arms. Two arms they were holding the mashals and the oils, and the other two arms they were dancing and playing kartals and mridanga. But everyone was so absorbed that nobody noticed the other person. That is the absorption in the holy name. The earth had never witnessed such an ecstasy which was flowing all over the place. So the demigods were showering flowers. That was the first Arinam Sankirtan happening. And all the devotees were in great ecstasy. Somebody was touching each other's feet. Somebody was jumping on the trees. Somebody was climbing trees, breaking some trees. Somebody was taking out somebody's shikha and tying onto their head. Somebody was saying, "I am Nimai Pandit. I will destroy the Kazi." So like that, it was a whole maddening mood. Like a maddening kirtan was happening. That was the whole thing. And some of the atheists, those who were seeing, they were saying, "Hey Baba, what is this happening? Let us go and immediately inform the Qazi. Let us immediately go inform the Qazi and let today see Nimai Pandit by himself what Qazi does to them." So some of them decided that we will go and run. But some of them said, crooked people, they were thinking, why to go? Let us just put a fear in their hearts that Qazi is coming. So some of them just like that, without even informing the Qazi, told the crowd, Qazi is coming. That's how sometimes it happens. Information just gets passed and everyone. So then finally the news reached Qazi. So he was asking his people, what is happening? So his people said that a huge tumultuous kirtan is happening, and this Hindu prophet is chanting the names of God. I don't know what is happening. They couldn't understand. He's crying all the time. Probably somebody from his family or near one died. That's why he's crying so much. Or probably he's going for some marriage party. So they were confused what actually is happening. They could understand what this holy name kirtan was. Unless there is the blessing of the Lord, you can't. So they were thinking probably somebody from his family of Nimai Pandit died, and that's why he's crying so much. And then finally Qazi was thinking probably it's some marriage party. Maybe Nimai Pandit is going from some marriage party. But then he says, okay, let them come and I will see and I'll take their caste today. While all this happening, the thieves, they were thinking, wow, this is a brilliant opportunity. Everyone is so absorbed. Let us go and steal from every home. Because everyone had come on the streets, the small children to the older people who couldn't walk also. They were also walking on the streets and participating in this kirtans. But thieves, when they heard the kirtan, such tumultuous kirtan and beauty of the Lord, they were also enamored and they also joined. And when gradually, so they reached closer and closer to the house of Qazi, and the sound became so tumultuous that he realized this is not some ordinary marriage party or some kirtan of the ghostly beings. As he was thinking, he realized this is two huge millions of people together, and many of them in a great ecstasy was chanting, "Kill the Qazi, kill the Qazi." They were putting those slogans, and loudly they were chanting those slogans. And Mahaprabhu finally was also in great anger. So some of them decided to run away, far away. And some of them, those who were there, the Qazi's people, they were thinking, what to do? The running will be difficult. Let us hide among the crowds, a huge crowd. So they removed their turbans and hid. And they didn't even raise their head, because if they raise their head, their beard will be seen. So they were hiding their beard by just keeping their red neck down. Like that, they were hiding themselves within the kirtan, and they were also participating. But then Mahaprabhu was in great ecstasy and great anger. He was saying, "Today I will rid the entire world of the Yavanas." Anyways, so that is what Mahaprabhu's mercy we see in here. That Mahaprabhu desired that anyone, he proclaims, and later on he had a conversation with Chand Qazi and gave him his blessings. So that is how Mahaprabhu actually dealt with this Yavana, and in a most beautiful way. And then, of course, the Lord moved on further, and that beautiful pastime of drinking the water from Sridhar's pot happened. Lord glorifying how the tadiya of the devotees is so valuable and brings devotional service. So in this episode, and the episode which we are reading, is we see the how the similarity is: a Yavana attacked and Krishna turned the whole event in such a beautiful event of bringing or inviting Sri Dwaraka Dham to this world, manifesting Sri Dwaraka by the attack of Kali Yavan. And here a Yavana's persecution and attacks resulting in such beautiful descent of the holy names, Sri Harinam Sankirtan. So even the Yavanas were engaged, or became the instrument. Krishna used even them as instruments to bring or forth his wonderful Leelas. So with this, we see how we can actually pray to the Lord's Lordships and seek his blessings, and by the prayers of the devotees, that this Yavana-like mentality, the atheist mentality which is sitting in our hearts, by the grace of Mahaprabhu, one day that the loud sound of the kartals and the vampers and the mridangas, of course with the earplugs, can drive away the atheistic mentality which is sitting deep-rootedly in our hearts. So with this prayer, I just like to conclude this today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. If something is spoken which is not appropriate, please forgive me for that. Jai Sri Dwaraka Dham ki, Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Golokera Premadhana Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki, Shri Prabhupada ki.